So far, this year, more than 1 million toys and kids' products have been recalled because they contain high levels of lead. That's actually a big drop from the past 2 years. The toy industry, government officials, and even environmental groups all say this holiday season is safer.
This is all due to parent and consumer demands and outrage over what's happened in the past.
That's Mike Schreiberg. He's with the Ecology Center. Parents were outraged because lead exposure can cause loss of IQ points, brain damage, and even death. The American Academy of Pediatrics says there is no safe level of lead exposure. But Schreiberg says there's a little good news here. Most toy companies and retailers have heard parents' demands.
Companies are trying to prove their safety to customers. And so many of them have announced voluntary standards above federal laws. They actually are being more motivated to do the testing and to show that their products are safer. And that's where we're seeing some of the improvement.
Both Walmart and Toys R Us responded by email to questions from the Environment Report. Both retailers say they are thoroughly testing toys and, in some cases, hold their suppliers to higher standards than the federal law. But Mike Schreiberg says the news is not all good.
We're still finding about 3% of all the toys that we tested actually exceed recall levels, which means that they have lead above a level deemed to be safe by federal laws.
The government's Consumer Product Safety Commission is in charge of making sure toys are safe. 3 billion toys are sold in the U.S. each year. The federal government does not test every kind of toy. Nichelle Fleming is with the commission. She says the commission has a team of people testing toys, and inspectors do random toy checks at ports and retail stores. But she says the commission also relies on toy makers, advocacy groups, and even parents to report problems with toys, including lead contamination.
Unfortunately, there's no real way I can tell shoppers, you know, to know how to look out for or avoid. I think the best way for shoppers to know that is to really be in the loop with the commission, to be a part of getting our recall announcements directly so that you don't have to question or wonder, you know, which product is affected.
The Toy Industry Association says it's not just the government's job to make sure toys are safe. It says the industry has undertaken an unprecedented level of inspections and re-inspections to keep lead out of toys. But some shoppers are not getting a clear message about lead in toys. Like these people we caught up with at a Target store.
When you've got little kids that say that, you know, I want this or I want that, and they see it on TV or they see it in the store, it's kind of hard to balance that against whether something has lead or not.
Usually they've been pulled, haven't they?
I don't know. Maybe they haven't.
Well, I probably watch for it just because I know you're supposed to, but I don't know the guidelines or the limits or anything. I really don't.
So clearly, not everybody knows what to look for when they're shopping. Mike Schreiberg with the Ecology Center says it really shouldn't be this hard.
Part of our message as parents is your lives are already complicated. The fact that our federal chemical regulatory system is completely failing means that really you almost have to be a chemist to do your shopping. And that shouldn't be.
Schreiberg says when it comes to lead, you can be a little more confident this holiday season. But he says there's still no guarantee that all toys will be lead-free. He says you should avoid children's metal jewelry and toys from vending machines. He says simpler toys, like unpainted wood toys, tend to be the safest choices. For the Environment Report, I'm Rebecca Williams.